You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
KKWF and KKWF HD1, Seattle, Tacoma. 100.7 The Wolf. This is the Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister. How much money do you think a fighter jet pilot on Whidbey Island makes? Or a tech worker in Amazon? Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. The last time we played Share Your Salary, we learned that Costco customer agent Stacy's making $62,000 a year. Boom, shakalaka, boom. All right, on the phone this morning is Alex from Beautiful Lacey. Good morning, Alex. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How y'all doing?
I'm fine. I should have said lovely Lacey. That would have been so much better. Yeah,
alliteration. You missed the boat on that one.
It's Monday. Come on, baby. Alex, we are doing great. We really appreciate you calling in for Share Your Salary and being a part of the Morning Wolf Pack, too, man.
I appreciate it. Actually, Ron and I tried to do this once before and just couldn't get it to line up, so...
Oh, you mean, when you say couldn't get it to line up, you mean you ghosted us and we couldn't get in touch with you again?
Alex.
No, of course not. Alex. No, we were trying to line it up and I had meetings to go to and we just couldn't make it work.
Yeah. Well, that's understandable because you have a very important job. You are an Army intelligence officer. Is this correct?
Correct.
That sounds bougie.
Captain Ron, you're gonna have the in on this one as an Army veteran, but let's see. Let's play the game. We'll put a 60 seconds on the clock. Gabe and I are going to rapid fire. Sorry, I got caught up in the whole Army thing. We're going to rapid fire questions at you. When we're done, the timer goes off. We'll play a song, gather our thoughts. We'll come back. We will all, including Captain Ron, guess what we think you make based on what you've told us. But then, Alex, coming up in a few minutes, you're going to share your salary as an Army intelligence officer.
Sounds good.
I love it. All right, Gabe, you ready?
Yes.
I noticed you were standing up a minute ago. It's just kind of like really to get the pistons firing.
Well, normally I have my little notepad so I can take my notes, and I didn't have paper, and I was kind of stressed. So
oh,
I had
you were
to
looking
pull.
For...
I think this is like Winston's vaccination records. I'm just going to write on the back of this.
That seems legit.
Yeah, I'm okay.
All right. The stuff that causes you stress. All right. 60 seconds on the clock. We got Alex and lovely Lacey. And Gabe, if you're ready, begin.
What sort of certification or experience do you have to have for that job?
Quite a lot.
Can you elaborate, please?
That's two questions. Yeah. Stop it right there. You stop. All right. Alex, how long have you been an Army intelligence officer?
Probably just a little over 12 years.
Do you plan to stay there for a long time?
Yes.
What is your security clearance? Is there a name for what you have, like Sector 5, Zone 3?
It's very high. Oh,
how often do you get raises or bonuses?
Depends on time and service and promotion.
Do you travel to foreign entities?
Yes.
Do you own a home?
Yes.
How many people would you say you command or work underneath you?
I'd say at the moment, probably about a dozen.
Do you make more or less than you thought you would?
Actually, I think it's probably right about where I would be.
Oh, listen to him. He's in the Army. He just stops talking when he hears about it. Rules are rules. He follows the rules.
To throw me a bone there. He kept giving
No, he's in the Army. Gabe, that's because there's clear lines we draw in the sand. And if you don't stand for something, you stand for nothing.
Apparently, I stand for nothing.
I love it, Alex. I commend you. Yeah, I salute your service, sir. Yeah, you're welcome.
And Kevin Ron knows what I'm talking about. Outplay me here.
Hey, if you go eat at the mess hall at 6, it's not 6:15, Gabe. All right, it's 6. All right, if you want to guess, what do you think Alec and Lacey is making as an Army intelligence officer? Text that guess to 253-642-WOLF. All right, put your name and where you live on that text because I'm pretty sure we're all going to cherry pick your text as our guesses, and you're going to find out what Alex makes next.
This is the Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister. 100.7 The Wolf. Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. All right, on the phone is Alex. He lives in lovely Lacey. He's an Army intelligence officer. Gabe, what did we just learn about our good friend Alex over there?
He is playing a little bit of hardball with me. They don't call it an intelligence officer for nothing. So he's trying to outsmart me. But the information that I did get is that he's been there for 12 years. He is ranked pretty high. He does own a home. He said he makes about what he thought he would.
Okay. Let's see here. I got to go first, and I'm going to use a text. And by the way, thanks to all of you who texted in. Just based on, you know, geolocation, I'm going to go with Will from Lakewood because he's right there next to JBLM. He probably works alongside with Alex, just based on his location. He's saying 83,000. And I think that sounds really, really good because he's been there for, what do you say, 12 years. He's in charge of a dozen people. He is all over the world. Who knows? So 83, still getting that government check, but I think it's a big one. Gabe, I'm going to send it over to you.
I think it's higher. He's an intelligent guy. He owns a home. Seems like a family man. We're not sure, though.
Seems like a family man.
I'm going to go with Gabby because, you know, us Gabes and Gabby's got to stick together. And Gabby said 90.
90,000. Okay, Captain Ron, you were the, you know, odds-on favorite to win as an Army veteran. What are you thinking, higher or lower?
Okay, so I was enlisted, so I wasn't making the money that Alex probably is, but I'm going to say 65. That's from John in Kent. I do think I might be wrong, though.
Okay.
That's my guess. But 12 years in service, he probably is like probably a major or something like that. So I'm probably going to lose, let's be honest.
That's ironic that you said that, because we did get another text from Jesse in Yelm, and Jesse's guess is makes 140K, including housing allowance and food money, 105 base, not including the housing and food money. He's a major.
Okay. See, I think he's the one who drew up his contract.
Yeah, does Jesse live with Alex?
does he have your W-2? Is that what he's looking at? All right. Lots of guesses. So I say we end the guesswork here. It is time to find out, Alex, how much you actually make. That's the point of Share Your Salary, being an Army intelligence officer. That's right. We're going to end it right now. Drop the numbers. Time to share your salary.
What is it over?
So without travel and per diem, I average just over $100,000 a year.
Yes!
Oh, there we go, there we go, there we go. There.
Wow.
I mean, you were a little off. Close.
I would like to thank Ron for my education in this category.
Yeah, Ron has been our tutor in the armed services. So, Alex, I know you can't talk about a lot of stuff probably, but have you been in precarious situations? Like, do they send you to third world countries to, like, oversee a coup and to dislodge a tyrannical dictator?
Nothing to that degree, but in some situations, not too far off from.
Really? So you shot Bin Laden?
Okay.
You were the guy. Threw him over the side of the boat when he was all done and dusted. You got him. Went in that cave and be like, hey, I'm here, Osama. Peekaboo. Pop, pop, pop. No?
No. I was a little bit too young to meet up with him, unfortunately.
Can we ask you how old you are?
I'm in my mid-40s.
Okay. Also, can you elaborate on that experience and certification that you have to have?
So there is a lot of training that goes into it. Ron can attest to some of this. Even in the officer realm, there's very similar trainings that you have to go through. And then based on how you want to branch off. So I do what they call all source intelligence. So I kind of manage everything. But then you can go into little niche stuff like human or SIGINT, kind of like what Ron did. So depending on what your certifications are, there's different things you can do.
And then very real quick, what's your favorite enlisted rank?
Specialist.
Yes, absolutely. I knew it. I knew it.
Look at you,
it's
Army dog.
It's the best one.
All I know is that Ron ate Skittles and Cheez-Its for like three days one time. That's all
unhealthy.
I know.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.